God wouldn't be listening. He is a jealous God. I am the Lord your God, you know. And he would not, he would be outraged, our Lord. We cannot have these multi-faith services and think that the Lord is listening, because it's an actual insult to the Lord. So we're in the last days of Britain, but also, I'm afraid, the last days of Germany, the last days of France, and so on. These countries are effectively being abolished without very many people fully realizing that 75% of the laws that come down from under Big Ben, the Palace of Westminster, where the British Parliament meets every day, 75% of the laws that come from there originate in the European Union. They're just sent over and they're ticked and passed without any debate whatsoever. Most people don't even know what's in them. There are laws in there that would actually make your hair stand on end, restricting every kind of freedom, free speech, even the right to life, decree of the European Union. And the MEPs, that's the members of the European Parliament, are hardly aware of what they're voting for anyway. They get a maximum of 90 seconds to speak in the European superstate. Since it really got underway, it's introduced about 110,000 new laws, all of which apply to me, regulating everything from the noise of lawnmowers to the type of fish our fishermen can catch. They throw back into the ocean more fish than they catch and are allowed to land, because they're only allowed to catch EU-regulated the right type of fish. So if the wrong sort of fish jump into the net, over the side they go. And of course they're dead then. So they go back and pollute the oceans. The only fisheries in Europe that are now viable are Iceland and Norway, two countries that are very wisely kept out of the European superstate, the sinister superstate. The EU regulates every aspect of our lives, and the laws are becoming more insidious and more threatening by the day. British taxpayers, like German taxpayers, subsidize the other countries in the European Union. Britain pays about $30 billion a year to other EU countries, paying for things like roads in Spain, hospitals in Greece, or whatever. Guess what? When the American Union starts up, this is exactly what you will be doing to Mexico and further south eventually, because the American Union will not stand still. It will move south to Central and South America. And it will operate in exactly the same way, just as Bob said this morning. So you have been warned. You need to actually find out more about all this. It's not a myth. How did we lose our sovereignty, and why have we not done anything about it? Are we gutless? Well, we may be, excuse me, but most people are just unaware. I always say that the men and women of Britain are sedated by sport and soap operas. You know, they're not aware. I mean, you start to talk about all this and they say, that's too complicated, I can't understand it. Well, I can understand it. Pat can understand it. You don't have to be a super brain to understand it. It's really quite clear. We are being lied to. Very, very few people out there know what's going on. Ron Paul is a shining exception. How I wish he had been your next president. We'd have probably got out of trouble then. As it is, we've got two very, we've got two candidates that I think are far from the best that America has to offer. Let's put it that way. I think there are better men here who could lead America in this hall than the two candidates that are running. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not impressed. Both the conservative and socialist governments, just like your twin wings of the same bird of prey, both of them have done much the same thing and put us into ever more binding treaties and saying at the time, it's all about trade, you don't have to worry, so we've gone back to watching sport, you see. Now, quite oddly, just before we started, Noah was saying, Alan's come from jolly old England. Well, jolly old England's been abolished. There is no such place. This is where we live here. We live in Hampshire, just off the coast of the Isle of Wight. There's the Isle of Wight, there's Hampshire where we live. And London's about there somewhere. Anyway, this is the south coast of England. This is what used to be called the English Channel. These are the northern counties of France. Well, what they've done, first of all, the EU is renaming the English Channel as the Channel Sea. This region is now called the Manche region of Europe. So what they're doing is, not only are they actually taking over all their countries, they're changing the names. We've got historic counties. There's Dorset, there's Devon. These are like American states, you see. Well, we're now in the Manche region of Europe. They're also bringing in political parties that have representations across countries' borders. So, for example, when they do it to you, you might have a candidate who sits for both New Mexico and a chunk of real Mexico, you see. So they have cross-border politics and cross-border regions, so it diffuses the sense of nationhood. Very, very few people are taught history anymore. The children of Britain, like the children of America, know very little history, geography, or anything else much, to tell you the truth. If you try and explain things, they don't seem to have the most basic understanding of what you're talking about. The European Union has tried to rewrite history. They came out a year or so back with a new history book for Europe, which was going to go into the schools of Europe. But there were a few slight revisions. It was a bit like Russia, where, you know, the only country in the world with an uncertain past, you know, and they rewrote history. And one of the, they omitted a few small minor things. This was the First World War and the Second World War, not in the history books. Yeah, they didn't exist, you see. And if you get a few generations coming along and not taught properly, they don't know a thing that's going on, so they're ripe for globalization, ripe for the new world order. In fact, that book was stopped. Someone we know fought like crazy and exposed it in the media, and they put a stop to it, so it never was issued. But that was what their intention was. Here again, the Manch region of Europe, see it more clearly here. These are the areas of southwest and southeast Britain, northern France here. It's only 30 miles across at the narrowest point. It's about 30 miles across there, across the Channel Tunnel. But the Manch region of Europe, and you see the stars of Europe laying claim to it over. We have a European public prosecutor, and please don't send him a copy of this talk. He comes complete with an armed paramilitary police force, free to act in any member state with full diplomatic immunity. All employees of the EU are immune from prosecution for whatever they do in the EU's name, even after they've retired. Does it sound like a dictatorship in the making? It does to me. And here are our nice friendly bobbies, except they've turned into something else. The EU enforcers, the gendarmerie. At present, they're operating in five countries, but the plan is that they cross all the borders of Europe and enforce the law. I was actually a guest in Strasbourg, and they were telling me about the riots they'd had there. And they said, well, we've taken steps to protect ourselves because, oddly enough, not everyone who lives in Europe loves the European Union. Some people don't like it at all, and we're apt to lob the odd brick at the passing Eurocrats, you see, and they live in a big glass house as well, so it was rather tempting to throw stones at it. And they said, well, we're putting a stop to that because we're not having any more of this. And just down the road, they said, come and look at this. And I walked down the road, and they had a whole squad of what looked like stormtroopers there, riot police in Darth Vader masks, black plastic all over their faces, big long staves, about 9 feet long, with steel tips on the end. They said, we've cracked a few heads with those. This is what they showed me. This is what they told me. This is not secondhand information. I've seen this and met the men. They're there permanently on duty. So things could get a little rough over there. This is what a minister from France said. By pooling our armies, Europe will be able to maintain internal security. So in other words, if finally the message gets home to the dozing men of Britain and France and whatever, Germany, and we say, look, we're not having this, we want our country back, and we're going to have a march, and we're going to actually do something about it. Of course, we have no guns. They've taken our guns away. Don't let them do it to you, or you really will be defenseless. If then we have some kind of uprising, they'll immediately fly in these guys and crack our heads, you see. And the people who come in to do that won't be from our country. If the trouble is in Greece, you'll get people from Sweden. If it's in France, you'll get people from Britain, you see. It'll be rather like the Romans did it. They send in a troop from a different country, so they didn't have any nationalist sympathies. So that's what's happening. This is how a major newspaper in London, the Daily Telegraph, saw the emerging European police state. There it is, bursting out of the map of Europe, the new Euro gendarmerie. And again, things are getting quite sinister there. And they said that if they have any more riots, any more trouble, they will actually crack down with an iron fist. Does it sound like the Nazis all over again? And they said that it didn't matter if it was like a woman's sewing circle having a protest, they still get cracked heads. I had a quote from one of the officials that was quite blood-chilling. When we have anything that happens in the EU, they have a sort of celebration. Anyway, in Dublin, they were told that they should have a celebration of enlarging the EU when 10 more nations foolishly joined. And people who don't like the EU, and a lot of Irish don't like it, went out and protested about it. Well, the government turned water cannon on them. So this is how they regard people who don't like the EU. One of the things they've done to standardize Europe as a prelude to